Oysters. Let me feed you one.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Please.
No, actually, I don't eat.
I won't quit until you try one.
Okay, fine, fine.
What are they like? I've never had one.
Why don't you just try one?
Nah, they look too weird. What are you doing?
Just going over my toast. Ugh, those two will never know what hit them. I can't wait. They're going to be crying so hard, they'll be fighting for breath.
You know, if you want to, I can just hold them down and you can just...
And my veil was lace, made by blind Belgian nuns.
Blind?
Well, not at first, but it was very intricate work. And they said even though they lost their sight, it was all worth it.
Oh, I bet you looked beautiful.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But there were some people that said I looked like a floating angel.
How did you propose?
Oh, yeah, that's a great story.
Well, actually, I took her to the planetarium. That's where we had our first date. She walked in, and I had the room filled with lilies, her favorite flower.
That is so sweet.
Shh, I want to hear the rest.
Then Fred Astaire singing The Way You Look Tonight came on the sound system, and the lights came down, and I got on one knee, and written across the dome in the stars were the words, "Will you marry me?"
Oh, and the ring was the size of my fist.
Hey, Phoebe. Look, I want to apologize about before, okay? We were being jerks. Parker's a nice guy, and I'd like to get to know him.
Then you better do it now.
What?
Because I'm going to kill him.
What?
You guys were right. He's just too excited about everything. I mean, I'm all for living life, but this is the Geller's 35th anniversary. Okay, let's call a spade, this party stinks.
I know, I'm having the worst time. There was a 15-minute line for the buffet, and when I finally got up to the plates, I slipped on a giant booger.
Are you sure it wasn't an oyster?
I guess it could have been. I didn't really look at it. You know, I just wiped it on Chandler's coat and got the hell out of it.
Such a great guy. I'm so excited about him.
Oh, hey. You know, you should be excited about him. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a good guy.
You think?
Yeah. You know what I think? I think we were all just being too negative.
You're right. He's just embracing life. But then I'll stand to be a little more like Parker. You know what? I am like him. I'm a sunny, positive person.
Actually, you have a little bit of an edge.
What's that now?
Oh, it's Parker!
Look, the bunny hop.
Oh, I love it!
You do?
Are you kidding? People acting like animals to music? Come on!
Okay, it's time for the toast. I know that normally Ross gives the toast, but this year I'm gonna do it. No, it's gonna be great. Really. Okay. Mom? Dad, when I got married, one of the things that made me sure that I could do it was the amazing example the two of you set for me. For that and for so many other things, I want to say thank you. I know I probably don't say it enough, but I love you. When I look around this room, I'm saddened by the thought of those who could not be with us. Nana, my beloved grandmother, who would so want to be here. But she can't, because she's dead. As is our dog, Chi-Chi. I mean, look how cute she is. Was. Do me a favor and pass this to my parents. Remember, she's dead, okay? Her and Nana, gone. Wow! Hey, does any, anybody remember when Deborah Winger had to say goodbye to her children in terms of endearment? Didn't see that? No movie fans! Yeah, you want to hear something sad? The other day I was watching 60 Minutes and there was this piece on these orphans in Romania who have been so neglected that they're incapable of love. You people are made of stone! Here's to Mom and Dad. Whatever.
Thank you, Monica. That was interesting. Wasn't it interesting, Jack?
Why don't I remember this dog?
Ross, why don't you give us your toast now?
Oh, no, Mom. It's just Monica this year.
You're not going to say anything on our 35th wedding anniversary?
No, of course. Everybody, I just wanted to say, on behalf of my new bride, Rachel, and myself, that if in 35 years we're half as happy as you guys are, we'll count ourselves the luckiest people in the world.
Oh, Ross.
I just wish Nana were alive to hear Ross's toast.
My God, what a fantastically well-lit hallway.
Can I, get you something to drink? Like a water and Valium?
I must say, you know, this apartment, it's... There are no words.
Oh, thank God.
It's a haven. The third floor paradise, a modern day Eden in the midst
of
the...
Yeah, I know, uh-huh. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Listen, why don't we just sit and relax? You know, just be with each other, quietly.
Yeah. That sounds great. My God, this is the most comfortable couch I've ever sat in my entire life.
Let's try something else. Let's play a game.
I love games.
Shocking. Let's play the game of who can stay quiet the longest.
Or Jenga.
Let's play this one first. And remember, whoever talks first loses.
Yeah. I lose, now Jenga.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Is something wrong?
Wrong? Really? You know the word wrong? Everything isn't perfect. Everything isn't magical. Everything isn't aglow with the light of a million fairies. They were just brake lights, Parker.
Well, excuse me for putting a good spin on a traffic jam.
You don't have to put a good spin on everything.
I'm sorry. That's who I am. I'm a positive person.
No, I'm a positive person. You are like Santa Claus on Prozac. At Disneyland. Getting laid.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to be more negative? You want me to be less happy?
Much less happy.
Huh? Well, then to quote Ross, I better be going.
So long. Hey, don't let the best door in the world hit you in the ass on your way out.
Isn't this the most incredible fight you've ever had in your entire life?
And then we could have gone from the ceremony to the reception with you in the sidecar.
Ross, it just wouldn't have been feasible.
But having a dove place the ring on your finger would have been no problem.
It was really fun being married to you tonight.
Yeah, and it was the easiest $400 I ever made.
Ross, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
That proposal at the planetarium?
I know. It was stupid.
Are you kidding? With the lilies and the song and the stars? It was really wonderful. Did you just make that up?
No, actually, I thought about it when we were going out. It's how I imagined I would ask you to marry me.
Wow. Oh, that would have been very hard to say no to.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't do it, because it sounds like it would have been a very expensive wedding. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Even if the sidecar had a windscreen so your hair wouldn't get messed up?
I will think about
it. That's all I'm asking.
I give up. At Mom and Dad's 40th anniversary, you're the one giving the speech.
You know, I don't understand why they didn't cry. It was a beautiful speech.
Oh, come on.
Hey, all that stuff you said about true love, you were right. I mean, we did learn a lot from Mom and Dad. And that picture of Chi-Chi with her mischievous grin, and what you said about Nana, oh, yeah, she really would have wanted to be there. And you know what? I think she was.
Oh, good God, Ross, how the hell do you do it?